Hello again. This is Dr. Schwartzbein with another Menopause Minutes. Today's topic is why menopause increases your risk for having a heart attack. I want to begin this minute by letting you know that a heart attack is the number one killer of women. This is so important for you to know. It's also important that you understand why it happens and, more importantly, learn what to do about it. It's so important that I'm dedicating not only this minute, but two more menopause minutes to the topic of heart attacks in menopausal women. Today, I want to give you some important background about the connection between menopause and heart attack and about the previous attempts to reduce the risk for heart attack with traditional HRT. This is a bit of a history lesson, but it's an important one. And then next time, I'll talk about why and how menopause increases your risk for heart attack. Then in the third installment, in Menopause Minutes 18, I will talk about what you must do to lower your risk for having a heart attack. All right, let's start with why I believe menopause is a direct risk factor for having a heart attack. Well, actually, I just don't believe it. I know it. Just like I know that gravity exists. It's not a belief. That menopause increases a woman's risk for a heart attack is an absolute, undisputed fact. And here's the proof. It has been well established for years and years that prior to menopause, women have a significantly lower probability of heart attack than men do, by at least a factor of 3 to 4 times. In other words, a man of the same age as a premenopausal woman is 3 to 4 times more likely to have a heart attack than his premenopausal female counterpart. And it's equally well documented that once women enter into menopause, their probability of having a heart attack rises dramatically to the same level as that of men of the same age. Again, none of this is news. We have known this for a very long time, and no one can dispute it. As President John Adams once said, "Facts are stubborn things." That menopause dramatically increases a woman's risk for heart attack is one of those stubborn things. Now, consider what has changed. What is the singular difference between a woman prior to and after the onset of menopause? Yes, I can practically hear you saying it with me. It's the absence of estradiol and progesterone. Actually, in the case of heart attack, the loss of estradiol plays a far greater role than the loss of progesterone, and I'll make that more clear in Menopause Minute 17. The degree to which heart attack risk increases in menopause, and the certainty that it does, was the primary motivation for conducting the now famous Women's Health Initiative, the WHI. They wanted to see if by treating menopause with hormone replacement therapy, they could reduce the increase in heart attack risk. Makes sense. And as you likely know, the conclusion of the WHI was that hormone therapy was not effective for reducing heart attack risk. How could that be? After all, it's clear that the loss of estradiol increases heart attack risk, right? So why wouldn't replacing the missing estradiol decrease those risks? It's just logical. Well, there is one singular reason why hormone replacement therapy was not effective. The women in the WHI were not given bioidentical hormones. They were given hormone drugs. While these hormone drugs mimic some of the properties of estradiol and progesterone, as you already know, they are not the same as the chemicals that the body used to make. Women never produce the chemicals found in the hormone drugs. They are not the same as estradiol. The increased risk of heart attack is caused by the lack of estradiol. It's simply illogical to think you could decrease the risk of a heart attack by replacing the missing hormone with a hormone drug, something that is not bioidentical. The bottom line is the WHI did not test the potential reduction of heart attack risk from hormone restoration. It simply proved that hormone drugs are not effective for reducing heart attack risk and, in fact, actually increase the likelihood of stroke and Alzheimer's dementia. So on the issue of menopause and heart attacks, it would seem that all that is left to guide us is logic, since there are no studies. But logic isn't the only thing we are left with. The other thing we have is the science that supports that logic. And you know how much I like science. So next time, I'm going to explain why and how the loss of estradiol increases your risk for heart attack. That's it for now. Until next time, be good to yourself.